Welcome back to an episode of our officially named podcast. Lily, want to tell them?
I'm a big girl now. We have different interpretations of what I'm a big girl now means.
Yeah, but we could not be more excited. We are so, so, so excited for this podcast.
Super pumped.
Thanks for everyone who followed our Instagram. We have the best time making some content.
Yes, we do. At I'm a Big Girl Now podcast. Shameless plug. If you don't follow it, you should look. You should. You'll get a good laugh out of it.
It's a good time.
I think it's funny.
It's a good aesthetic, too. You did a great. Lily's done an amazing job
as
our
Thank you, Caroline.
Social media chair of one. Anyway, so we are doing our best to record weekly on, Thursday nights and to try to upload every hump day. So that's what we're going to try to do. But yeah, last night we were in the editing suites for about 3 hours trying to find our way around Adobe Premiere.
Figure it out. I would say it was not an easy task.
It was definitely not easy, but we got it done. We definitely got it done. So should we just hop right in, Lil?
I think we should hop right in. So this week, as usual, we're going to do our good vibes and bad vibes. Name is subject to change, but for now.
We like it how it is.
Vibes.
You want to start us off?
With a good vibe? Let's see. Good vibes of the week. After Tuesday, I have felt a lot less stressed than
agreed.
I have in the past few weeks.
For sure.
I had a really nice day today. I got to self-tan. I got to do my laundry. Watch some Law and Order. So today was nice and relaxing, which is a change from the norm.
It's funny how in college, maybe at home, I felt this way too, but with the little things in life, like when you have the time to do your laundry or to sit down and watch an episode of whatever you want to watch, like that's the best feeling because you're not riddled with work or studying in the library for like 3 hours at a time. You're like, I actually have time to go and sit in my dorm. But is that your good vibe officially?
That is my official good vibe I also got to shower, which I find like it's hard sometimes in college to find a good time to shower. And that just frustrates me so much because I feel like I should have enough time in my day to get a quick shower in.
I think my good vibe, is both something I'm proud of and something I'm happy we did. My grandparents were here last weekend, which was so fun.
Jared.
Oh my God. And I had so much work basically up until Tuesday, and Lily and I have been on our grind, going on all these workout classes. So I'd say that was definitely the good vibe, was getting all the work done, and then almost, I think, like 4 times this week we worked out.
Yeah, I feel like we've been doing a great job using our gym passes. Also, Caroline's grandparents are probably the best people I've ever met, so that was really fun.
They loved
to see them when they were here.
It was really fun. We drove, my dad made fun of us, but we drove from Elon to Raleigh because we thought we'd spend more time in Raleigh, and then they wanted to go to a museum in Greensboro, so we drove an hour and a half to Greensboro and then to Elon for an acapella concert, which was great, by the way, but I was so happy they came. And
precious people.
I just love having visitors.
I love having visitors. I am yet to have a visitor. But I did go home the past weekend while her grandparents were here, and I got to have pho, and it was so good. I love Vietnamese food.
Pho or pho?
I'll never know. I'm telling you, it's pho.
Do you want to, should I start off our bad vibe?
I think you should start off the bad vibes.
Okay.
A lot of bad vibes this week.
So I loved, I loved that they came to visit, but I've literally never had more work in my life than I've had in the past 3 weeks. I've had to prepare for 2 presentations. One was a group presentation. We've had, 3 presentations, including public speaking, our huge speech, or we've had about 3 speeches in the past week. And then we have 2 papers due. I already handed in one, but just the work has been piling up and piling up and piling up because the semester is ending and Thanksgiving is soon, which I'm hyped for because it's my favorite holiday. But the bad vibe was definitely just spending hours on end, not in my dorm, and just studying forever.
Yeah, I would say bad vibes. Definitely the workload has been hitting. Presentation on Tuesday, we have a lot of speeches and public speaking. It was just not good for the anxiety levels. Every day before that class, I have like a moment where I'm thinking, should I withdraw? I never do, though. You're welcome, Mom.
No, we sit in that class next to each other. You know, sometimes the seats change, but...
Kyle,
our best friend. But I am so... I shake in that class. I'm so stressed right before I go up to speak. It won't even be graded. It's, 1 minute sometimes just right before, a big speech. And I get so stressed for absolutely no reason. I know it's not graded, but I get scared.
I'll leave that class, and it's... Currently, it's freezing in Elon. It's 30 degrees.
Freezing.
The high. I don't really understand what's happening in North Carolina right now. But I'll leave public speaking, and I'll be sweating. And I'm like, why am I so nervous in this class when I'm not even being graded right now? But there's something about the public speaking, which is funny because we're both podcast hosts as of now.
But yeah, but no one's listening. No one's watching us right now.
So that's true. That's true.
But that's the thing is I can talk about things that are in my, you know, like about me, about in my life, literally for hours on end. But something that you need to research and be like, you have to inform other people, I clam up and I don't know how to speak. So if anyone needs me to have a big speech at your wedding, please don't do that.
Can't wait for Caroline to speak at my wedding. You might as well just play an episode of this podcast there.
Honestly, I'm ready for that. A couple years.
Yeah. So bad vibes is just stress. I think we both have.
Yeah,
that.
Definitely a lot of stress. But we're both excited for Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving.
It's really, really, really soon. I'm going to Florida, which I'm really, really excited for. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know if I'll be able to see my friends. Haven't seen them in a hot minute, but Lily gets to go home.
I just lied to our listeners. I said I love Thanksgiving, and actually, I don't like Thanksgiving at all. But
what?
I do get to see my mom's parents, which would be nice. I don't know. Like, I don't like Thanksgiving. Holidays? I love Halloween.
Wait, we can go into Halloween.
We can go into Halloween.
It was just Halloween.
At some point.
Okay, so right now we're recording this on November 14th.
So it's been a while.
So it's been a hot minute.
We've
but
recovered.
Yeah. So do you want to go into Halloween weekend?
Halloween was a time. I actually enjoyed every single night. I will say that the temperature dropped from like a high of 80 at the beginning of the week to a high of 40 the Friday after Halloween.
I feel like no one prepares you. So every single day we're walking outside in the past like 3 weeks and Lily's like, why are you so cold, Caroline? I'm like, why are you so cold? You're from New York. And I said to her, I was like, okay, I'm from New York, but other than walking in and out of the city or walking around the city, I'm in my car. Like, I'm driving to and from. Here I don't have a car, so I'm walking back and forth around campus, and especially Halloween weekend when you're not wearing too many layers and you're walking about, what,
not wearing
15 minutes to and from everywhere you go. We were absolutely freezing.
No, I mean, I was genuinely, like, and for like a split second, I was concerned for my safety
on
some nights because it's not like we weren't wearing clothes, but it's stuff that you'd wear in the dead of summer because you want to look cute. And yeah, no, it's not good for the body. I kind of felt like I was getting hypothermia.
It's always that fashion over comfort. My mom is always like, comfort over fashion, like never. And my sister's always like, fashion over comfort, you'll look fire and you could be uncomfortable. And
I'm
no one
definitely
will care.
A comfort over fashion kind of girl, but on Halloween, I knew I had to go all out. I would say it was a good weekend.
It was really
Let's
fun.
Let's see what costumes were. Okay, I was Wonder Woman one night.
I was a cowgirl. That was fun.
We were going to be Barbies, but then we decided to change to Princess Peach. And then I looked more like Sharpay from High School Musical. So we were Barbie Sharpay princesses.
It was funny because we actually walked into one of the fraternities and this boy was like, oh, the princesses are here.
Yeah,
we were like,
yeah. I mean, yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
I loved that, actually. I was like, yes, please always greet me that way.
And then that was Friday night. Oh, and then the Saturday Darty was so much fun.
I really enjoyed that. I wore a jersey. Everybody wore onesies, but I was loving my outfit. So
it was
I
a great
didn't
time.
Have any problems with
it was also it was kind of a huge weekend for us because it was Halloween weekend and we weren't here the weekend before.
Right.
And it was a homecoming weekend and T-Pain came,
T-Pain.
Which we can go into.
Oh,
but
T-Pain.
My sister, a bunch of her friends came back for homecoming, so we were talking to them at some of the fraternities, and that was so much fun to
that
catch up.
That was really nice to meet all of them. Let's talk about T-Pain.
So, yeah, let's, you know, don't want to beat around the bush.
I have a lot of feelings about T-Pain because I was extremely excited for his show, and he did not play my favorite song.
Wait, let's go back because we're definitely going to have some listeners who don't go to Elon. But basically what happens is for homecoming weekend every weekend – or every year, sorry – homecoming weekend every year, we have this big performer who comes, and the student union board finds them and raises the money. Usually the students don't pay, but we paid about $10 this year. And T-Pain came, and we were all so excited, and they were promoting it for a long time. So we have this newly built Shar Center, which is where the basketball teams play, and it's this beautiful place. And they set up for T-Pain, and it was a Saturday night, so not a lot of things happen on Saturday nights, so everyone was really, really excited. We personally love T-Pain. We love him.
I mean, I love T-Pain. I was so excited for this concert. Like, I can't even tell you. I was telling all my friends at different schools, oh, we have T-Pain coming.
Oh, total flex. I was so excited. So we get there, and we have to wait on a really long line. Whatever, we get over it. We get inside.
Cold.
It was freezing. We get inside, and literally, I don't want to say no one was there, but, like, no one was there.
And that really shocked me because I felt like our generation and kind of older, like that's where T-Pain kind of stops, I feel like, is with our generation.
I agree.
So I figured all 4 years would be super excited to come see T-Pain, but I guess everybody went too hard at the Darties.
Yeah, well, my brother found out, literally stood there for like 3 hours to get a spot near the front, which I still don't understand because we got a great spot in one of the seats and literally showed up like
we 15, got to sit down
15 minutes
put
late.
Put our jackets down.
That was prime.
Clever women over here.
Anyway, we'll kind of wrap this part up, but T-Pain was not great, but the concert was fine. Not a lot of people came, but like we didn't really think, we were happy he showed up, right?
I was happy he showed up. He didn't play Best Love Song. And if you want to know his feelings on Elon, you can check out his Twitter feed.
So then we wake up Sunday morning to basically like a live. Well, it was like a live.
He Twitch live streamed.
Whatever that is, some gaming nonsense. And he Twitch live streamed to say that, like, what's happening in Elon? Like, it's boring AF here. And we were all like, hello? Like, we asked you to come. Thanks for coming. But you didn't even sell out more than half the arena. And everyone was just, like, back and forth so much. It was a lot of salt going on.
There was definitely a lot of tension. But luckily, there's always next year and the year after that and the year after that. So
T-Pain will not be coming back. And if you ask Elon students about him, that would be not a good vibe from us.
We have beef with T-Pain.
Which is not a great thing to have, but...
Not a great thing.
Okay, well, skip past T-Pain just in case no one cares anymore. So, our next thing, another cause of our stress, we had to register for classes.
Class registration. I feel like such a baby little freshman talking about this, but it was stressful.
It was. I think it's stressful every year, though.
That does not give me hope for the future.
Okay, sorry. But we had to do this on Tuesday. Both of our registration times were 9:45 in the morning. Without Lily, I actually don't think I would survive because I was so behind. I didn't have this schedule ready.
I made two or three schedules. One was my ideal. I had a backup and then a backup in case they really all fell through, which I figured everybody was doing. I didn't know how to do it until we went to Elon 101. But honestly, like, if I hadn't made that, I would have been lost.
Anyway, so we get out of class and, you know, we're on a nice omelet bar. I'm really excited for my breakfast.
McEwen.
I had like half hour, an hour until the registration time. And Lily's talking to me about all these backup schedules. And I turn around and I'm like, are you kidding? Like, am I supposed to have that? I could not. I was so scared. So luckily she helped me through it, created a corsicle, whatever that is. Corsicle.
I recommend it highly.
And that kind of created my schedule. I ended up getting all the classes I wanted. So that was a bless.
I'm dumb and signed up for more credits than I can take because I don't know how to count, evidently. But it's okay because I figured it out.
We can have at most 18. Right now, I think I'm signed up for 16 just because we already have taken public speaking, so I can't take another 4-credit class, and I don't really need another 2-credit class, but no one really cares about that.
But it's fine.
We'll survive. I have 2 classes on Friday and 1 on Tuesday, Thursday, even though they're 8 a.m., but other than that, the funniest part, if anyone listened to our pilot prior, we're not going to, you know, call you out if you didn't.
I'll call you out if you didn't. Listen to our pilot.
We were editing it last night and we kept talking about the mumps and how there were 6 people who had it at that time, which is more than a month ago.
Uh-oh, update.
Lily, please tell them how many we have now.
Is it 14 or 10?
Well, I think it was 10, but
it's 10.
That's not counting the 3 boys.
There's
or
boys.
Four boys that have it.
4 new boys.
Freshmen.
And also, this might be cases that are current and not cases that people have recovered from. So we probably had a lot more than 14 cases at the school.
It's not good and it's still going on.
I try to keep up with John Dooley's emails.
Great man.
As I said in the pilot episode, if I get the mumps at Elon, I honestly might sue.
I'll leave.
Not actually. I'm not one of those kids. My dad's a lawyer.
My dad is a lawyer.
I know. That's why it's funny.
He won't sue, though. Another thing that we did yesterday, which I thought we could share with the fans, is we went to our non-existent fans. We went to a Harry Potter dinner.
We did. Oh, shout out Elon Dining for that.
Perfect.
Magical Feast in Lakeside.
I'm not sure what prompted it. I don't know if they were like, oh, like, great idea. Let's go, you know, talk.
It was of Thanksgiving and Halloween in between, I think.
But what does that have to do with Harry Potter?
Harry Potter, Halloween, Thanksgiving. Don't they have Thanksgiving at Hogwarts?
I don't know.
I want to say that they have Thanksgiving.
I don't think they ever leave. Okay. But that prompted me to ask Lily what house she was in.
I am a Ravenclaw. Everybody take the Pottermore test as you're watching this. And if you're a Ravenclaw like me, hit me up because Caroline over here is a Slytherin.
Who's surprised? Not me.
I'm not shocked, but I'm disappointed to say the least.
Okay, so the story is that last year in my AP photo class, we were all taking this Pottermore quiz. I'm obsessed with Harry Potter. Who's not? That's besides the
point,
though.
Apparently a lot of people aren't.
People are haters.
We'll talk about that in a later episode because you don't want me to be mad right now.
So, whatever, we're taking these quizzes and everyone's like, oh, I got Gryffindor, I got Hufflepuff, you know, like normal houses. I go in and put in my characteristics, blah, blah, blah. I straight up get Slytherin. But they kind of worded it in a way that it wasn't a bad thing. They said, quote, Slytherins are associated with cunning, ambition, and tendency to look after their own. They're always striving to be the best. So I feel like that's a good thing.
But you're also in the same house as Draco Malfoy and Voldemort.
Did you see the thing on Twitter about, like, Draco Malfoy hugging this little girl? It was really precious.
Nope.
Okay.
Hogwarts vibes only. Honestly, Harry Potter, could not recommend it enough. I love Harry Potter. We actually went to see, shout out Turner Theater. If you go to Elon School of Communications, they play movies on, I think, is it Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, or just Thursdays and Sundays?
Is it I think it's just Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Anyway, no, because they played it Thursday when we went.
No, we went on Sunday night.
I lied. Sunday nights, they have movies, and we went and saw Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets with our friend Maggie, and it was great. I absolutely love those movies, and I never really got to see them on, like, I never saw them in the big, like, in the, on the big screen, except for the last one, I think.
I didn't even do that. So the funny part was that my dad, he's hilarious, but he took it upon himself to, I guess maybe my siblings weren't that great of readers. Sorry if I'm calling you out here, but he used to read the series out loud to my sister, and then that kind of went into my brother, and then that went into me, and it was actually precious. He would read it to us, and we'd fall asleep, like, while he was reading.
My dad read Hugo Cabret to us, which book is so long. So yeah. Thank you, Paul, because that is like a 700-page book.
It's a real one. But we never finished the series, because think about it, if you're a kid, you fall asleep after literally one chapter. So I took it upon myself, junior year, never been more stressed out, and I read the entire series in about 3 months.
It's so good.
It's the best.
That brought me so much joy in middle school. I love Harry
Potter. It gets really dark, but that's not the point.
Percy Jackson.
So my dad, while he was reading these books, we were growing up, he told us, he's like, you are never allowed to watch the movies because we haven't finished the series. So year after year after year, the movies would come out. We'd never watch them because we never finished the series. So I don't even think I've seen the last, like, couple movies.
Well, I know what Caroline and I have to do this weekend now. Wow.
Watch
the
movies.
We're going to watch the movies.
I'm excited.
That's nice. We have a recommendation from our friend Henry.
We love you.
To talk about, I guess, how we can match personalities with outfits as you walk across campus. Because there are definitely certain types of people.
Oh, yeah.
Especially during this cold weather. Like, you really see the true character.
Okay, well, we actually got called out. I'm not going to name the person, but we got called out, and this person was like, oh, it becomes under 40 degrees, and all the girls whip out their hats with the pom-poms. And I
whip out my hat with the pom-pom.
I love pom-poms.
I love the pom-pom hats.
So, yeah,
please check out our Instagram if you'd like to see a photo of the pom-pom hats.
Maybe we'll make some merch.
We should make some merch. Ooh, so maybe we get some pom-pom hats.
Henry wanted us to talk about what people wear around campus and kind of what that means about that person. So what's our first, like, the boys? I guess all boys kind of not dress the same, but they almost sometimes dress the same.
Also, boys, if you're wearing shorts right now and it's 28 degrees, I don't know what's going on at home, but I hope it gets better for you.
Fix that. I would say for the most part, we walk into class, what are they wearing?
I would say a lot of hats. There's a lot of hats.
Oh, like baseball hats.
Baseball hats.
Pro tip, if you're ever in public speaking, do not wear a baseball hat when you're up there because you will get yelled at.
Hoodies. Under Patagonias, usually.
Yeah.
Or just hoodies in general.
I feel like I focus much less on what the boys wear.
Yeah, I don't care about what the boys wear. They're irrelevant.
The athletes wear the same thing. They have cool sweatpants.
And they have cool backpacks.
Yeah, with their merch. It says their sport on it.
Shout out Hunter. Shout out Ben.
What do girls wear?
I would say it varies. There are the jeans and sweater cutie kind of girls, like barber jackets.
Yep.
And then there's the Lily in the sweatpants and sweatshirt and Patagonia for the whole day kind of vibe.
That's what we're both wearing right now. We actually have the same exact jacket, and we wear it all the time because it has surpassed, or it's gone below 40 degrees. So we're constantly wearing it. We're constantly wearing our pom-pom hats. And we ran into our friend the other day, and he was like, are you guys never...
He said, do you guys live together?
And we're like, no. And he was like, every time I see you, you're together. And I was like, yeah. He goes, you actually look the same. We look down. We're both wearing our black Patagonias, our hats. We're wearing the same jean color and the same shoes.
So we're trying to get some versatility in our wardrobe, evidently.
So basically, we dress the same.
We're the same person besides our Harry Potter houses.
Okay. It also depends on what time the class is. Like, this morning I wore sweatpants all day because we had an 8 a.m. and it was 28 degrees when I woke up.
And then yesterday I wore sweatpants and for my morning class, and then I went home and showered and put an actual nice outfit on, which that was good of me.
My sweater was warm. I appreciate when people show up to class and they're actually dressed.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like that so kind of puts a good face forward.
For sure. You could be such a mess like inside, but no one would know.
No, no one would know. And I especially don't want my professors to know.
Oh, of course. That's what my psych professor said. She was like, sometimes when you guys walk in here, your head is down, you're wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt. Like, I know exactly how your day's been going. And then other times you'll walk in, like, nicely dressed with a smile on your face, and she knows exactly how to approach you. I thought that was really smart.
That's cute, but also now I'm scared.
Okay, well, don't take psych.
I won't. Yeah, I'm trying to think of things that people wear, because I'm really not... There's not a lot clicking right now. Oh, all the club teams wear their club merch.
When it rains, everyone whips out their Hunter boots, which I'm not saying is a bad thing because I have them.
I wear them as well. But there are lots of Hunter boots on campus. If I collected all of the Hunter boots on campus and sold them, I could pay my tuition for a year.
Also the bean boots. Boys love bean boots.
Boys love bean boots and New Balances.
Oh, for sure.
The New Balances. I thought that trend died like 5 years ago. I remember when I was in eighth grade, I think all of the boys in my grade were like, oh, noobs. Like, let's get the New Balances.
Okay, but that's a really Southern thing. My friend Jake, who lives in Mississippi, he only wears like his New Balances. Like, it's a thing. And so no one.
A Southern thing.
Yeah, but no one in the North wears them.
What
they're weird.
What do they wear in the North?
In the North? King of the North?
The North? Game of Thrones.
I love that.
I love Game of Thrones.
I've never finished it, so don't spoil it for me.
I haven't finished it either.
Oh my
God. We need to finish it together.
Okay. What do boys wear in the North? Not as many, like, bean boots. I think people, like, not my grade didn't wear that many bean boots. It was mostly just, like, Nikes. Boys honestly had two pairs of sneakers they'd wear every day.
Boys where I live, it's bean boots, New Balances. A lot of Vans recently. I don't know. I think everyone thinks they must be Instagram models these days. So, got a lot of Vans going on. Some guys with actual shoe game have, like, Jordans and stuff like that.
It's funny because I think it all depends on your family and, like, what your other siblings wear.
Yeah.
So I know three brothers that two of them, I guess, I don't want to call them out, but two of them dress, like, really similar in, like, you know, Vans, like, nice sweatpants, and the other one, like, actually dresses up for work and stuff, so I can't judge. But I also, like, there are not that many jeans here, I feel like. Like, not a lot of jeans.
I don't see boys wearing jeans either. I know that my brother
always does.
Wore jeans, but... I don't know. A lot of guys from where I'm, like, from back home, which is not that far from here, obviously, but, like, they don't wear jeans. Like, they think it's, like, feminine or something whack, so they don't wear them.
I feel like they think it's uncomfortable.
Well, I think jeans are uncomfortable.
I love jeans.
I just wear jeggings.
Oh, my God.
I'm a jeggings girl, or, like, slight jeggings, stretchy jeans.
I don't know what that is.
Well, just...
Just, like, jeans that are stretchy?
I don't know. Maybe just... They might just be regular jeans, and I just don't know the difference.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a fan of discomfort in my clothes. I'm trying to think. What do I enjoy wearing? I love leggings, but I wear them so often I have to wash them because I am obsessed with leggings.
But you can't put them in the dryer, whatever you do.
Well, I already put both of my pairs in the dryer.
No, why?
I put them in the dryer every time.
You can't.
Why?
Then they become more see-through.
The Lulu ones?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's bad for the earth because, my mom explained this to me, apparently it's bad for the earth because, like, the micro particles come out of the leggings and then they, like, go down whatever that drain is and into the water and that kills fish.
Awesome. I'm sorry, world. I will say, if you don't have a pair of Lululemon leggings, I would advise against buying them because you will never want to put another pair of leggings on your body ever again.
Oh, it's
terrible.
And they're
expensive. I'm obsessed with my Lululemon leggings. I would love nothing more than to have a discount to that store.
Gift card, baby. Happy
Merry.
Oh my God.
Sponsor us.
I just said a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I'm so excited for Christmas. Caroline's Jewish. I'm
proud of it.
Am I Christian? Question mark. I celebrate Christmas. So I am very excited about that. I'm going to introduce Caroline to my favorite movie, Love Actually.
Never seen it.
It's going to be played in Turner Theater. I'm excited about that. It's one of my favorite movies ever, actually.
Wait, I have a good thing to talk about. So, Lily and I have been noticing lately that boys have no game.
No. Oh, don't even get me started.
I'm smiling so hard right now because this is what Lily and I constantly laugh at.
No game.
All the time. Okay, well, we're not going to call people out, but some boys definitely do. Like, they're nice. They kind of got it going. They understand how things work. And others just copy the ones that know how to work it.
Yeah, and it's really funny because you can do certain things with, you have a certain personality, and so it's funny when people that don't have that kind of charisma, I guess you could say, copy it.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just so awkward.
Especially when you're not exactly, you know, sometimes you're not sober when it happens. So yeah. It's even more embarrassing.
And it's like, oh, yikes. One thing Caroline has noticed recently about my time here at Elon is that apparently if you're a girl who likes sports.
Oh, yeah.
Big. That somehow makes you like a target. So I cannot say a single thing about basketball without some guy like commenting on it or being like shocked or then just wanting to talk to me. And it's, I don't know.
So
it's
pro
a
tip,
insulting.
Pro tip, if you go to college, even high school, and you just learn a bunch of meaningless facts about sports and you say it.
Meaningless.
Okay, meaningless for them if they don't care. And you say it during a gathering and boys will flock to you. There you go. Lily's advice.
It's not my advice because I would like to avoid it.
But I'm joking.
Therefore, I cannot. But, you know, if that's what you want, throw out a basketball stat, throw on a jersey at a party, and you're good to go.
Lily straight up made 3 friends just by wearing her jersey. And she, like, went up to someone else and was like, I love your jersey, man. They started, like, a 20-minute conversation.
So that's my advice. Advice from me to you. Wear jerseys to parties.
No, but I think with the whole, like, back to the game thing, what, not, like, what do you look for, but, like, what are kind of some bad things that they do.
Some bad things. Okay. There's definitely, let's see.
Sometimes compliments, absolutely the wrong thing to do.
Absolutely the wrong thing to do.
If it makes someone uncomfortable, read the room.
Well, there's definitely times where the compliment is like very shallow and just kind of, I don't know. Like, be genuine in what you're talking about.
Agreed.
Like, not every girl wants to hook up like with you. That's just true. And I think a lot of guys here think that, yeah, I'm in college now. I'm absolutely incredible. And every girl I talk to is going to want to get with me. And that's just not true. So don't go into it thinking that.
So it's just funny because if people who don't go here, we have a pretty heavy like girl to guy ratio. It's about 60 to 40, I think. And in one of the podcasts I was listening to, Katie Bilotti, she went here. She has a really nice podcast. And she talked about how at Elon specifically, the boys, like, they'll kind of try to go after every girl. And then if they don't get them, they kind of just move on just because there are so many girls here and not as many guys. So, like, they just have a whole, like, pool to go through as opposed to, like, the girl ratio.
I honestly think of it kind of like when you put food in a fishbowl and there's, like, 3 betta fish and then there's a lot of food and they're all, like, trying to see as much as they can get. And I feel like that a lot with the freshman boys. It's like, let me just see how many girls I can, like, catch under my spell. But it's not, like, so just please stop.
It's also, in my perspective, it's all on Snapchat.
All on Snapchat.
Like, personally, I don't like Snapchat because I feel like texting is just better. Like, straight up just call me, you know? Like, have a conversation.
Yeah, I have, like, nobody's number from Elon.
Weird, right?
That's so weird because everybody just Snapchats.
But, you know, they'll Snapchat you and you'll be like, oh, do you really want to hang out? Or
Where are you going tonight? That's a good one. Where are you going tonight?
Can I meet you somewhere?
No. Actually, you can't.
I just thought that was funny. What are some good things?
Let's get some positive vibes in here.
If we have any boys listening.
I'm going to try to think. I always like when they say, like, when it's, like, cute or just nice, you know, kind.
I think it's in less of, like, obviously it's all based on, like, the context. But if a boy out of nowhere is like, oh, my God, like, you look, like, you know, like, you look really pretty right now. Like, what are you doing? Something like that. Like, genuine. It's like, oh, like, I actually could have a conversation instead of you, like, obviously getting ready to go somewhere. Oh, like, where are you going, you know?
Right. I would much rather somebody be, like, trying to be my friend first.
Oh, for sure.
Except I'm really not looking into all the boy situation right now. I would just rather avoid it at all costs.
Kind of just want to be friends. I think what's nice.
Kind of just want to have guy friends.
What's nice is when you find whatever, like, literally a friend, and then you find them, like, every time you go out or even, like, in the dining hall, and they're just so happy to see you. And
I
they, like,
love that.
Give you a huge hug to have a conversation for 10 seconds and, okay, like, I'll see you later, you know? Like, I know we just want to be friends. Like, it's just a good vibe.
Right. I just love having guy friends. I had a lot of guy friends at home and all my brother's friends. So it just kind of, I, like, need some of those, and it's hard in college to, like, have an excuse to, like, friend zone them.
Agreed.
And so then it's just awkward. So I'm, like, trying to find reasons to be, like, let's just be pals. I like to hit him with the, oh, my God, you're like a brother. Or, oh, my God, I hope you're, like, the best man in my wedding or something
Lily's
like that.
Actually, I've heard you say that, actually.
I say that
Lily's
a lot.
Got it down.
Here, I'm giving you tips on how to friend zone guys. Those are 2 good ones.
Trying to set them up with your friend.
Yes, trying to set them up with your friend.
Oh my God, my friend would love to hang out with
them. That's
a like,
really
what?
Good one. I always like, oh my God, my friend thinks you're so cute.
Also, just straight up dancing at a party and they're trying to dance with you, just turn around.
Please do not touch me on the dance floor. I don't want to dance with you.
But if you turn around and you walk away, they, you know, sometimes they understand that, sometimes they'll follow you, but for the most part, just turn around.
For the most part, you just turn around. I don't understand that either. That's a weird thing. My school's nobody danced at, like, parties, really. I mean, maybe they did, but
no,
not...
mine were, like, hangouts.
Yeah, mostly hangouts. I think the last one of the summer was kind of, like, dancing, but not really. And, I mean, here, I could not get away from people enough, like, with the touching.
Oh, yeah, everyone likes to touch.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
People who shouldn't be hanging out are...
Watch your hands.
But... No, I feel like we should give them good advice. What should you tell boys to do?
Okay, boys. Here's
listen
what
up.
You do.
Listen up.
Listen to me. First of all, be friends with her and be friends with her friends. Talk to her friends. Say, hey, I think blank is really cute. Do you have any advice? And the friend will probably go, she's actually really with this other guy. Or she'll go, oh my gosh. And then tell her friend. And then at a party, once you're friends, then you can say, oh, let's go dance. And if they say yes, you can go dance. And if they say no, then don't touch them. And that's it. It's really simple. It's like a math equation. It goes one way or the other.
Also, just be respectful. Like, I have one of my friends here. He's a great guy. And I'll find him at the party or we'll go to the party together, whatever. And then be like, hey, like, can we go? Yeah, of course. And then they'll, like, walk you home. Like, they know how to actually be nice, opening doors for you.
I cannot relate.
Okay. But, like, not even Southern hospitality. Just, like, being a nice guy. Even a girl. Just, like, be nice to each other. Walk each other home.
I do love the girl gang at Elon, though. Most of us, I feel like everyone I've seen out has always been really supportive, I think.
Yeah.
Like, if you're lost and you need somebody to, like, be with, like, girls are very, like, oh, my God, like, totally come hang out with us. Like,
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
If you're sitting alone in the street, how are you? Are you okay? Like, do you need a ride home? Do you need someone to walk you back?
So that's really uplifting. I love that.
I love that, too.
Love the Elon girl gang.
Just, you know, keep it coming.
Keep it coming. I'm an avid Disney watcher. I am obsessed with Moana in particular, and I really like Ratatouille. So Disney Plus came out the other day.
I love Ratatouille. Wait.
Ratatouille, I know. Oh, my gosh. My parents, I know for a fact, were not getting Disney Plus. I haven't even sent the text asking yet. I might do it just in case. If you're listening to this, Mom and Dad, this is a cry for help. I really want Disney Plus. But I'm super excited about it because I have friends that have it, which means I'm going to take full advantage of watching every single Disney movie I possibly can instead of doing my comm paper.
Yeah,
sorry,
well,
Buck.
Buck, you know. Here's the thing with Disney Plus. I genuinely hate the fact that we just have to keep, I mean, obviously it's not like it's our family plan, but we just keep putting down more money for more streaming services. Spotify, I would pay anything for Spotify. I cannot live without music. I could live without streaming services.
Also, ads on Spotify, I would hate that. So I have full-blown Spotify.
Yeah, premium.
Well, then also we have podcasts on there. Listen to our podcast on Spotify. Maybe that's what you're listening to from now.
I don't know how I got obsessed with podcasts. I think it's just a great way to, like, not like when you're lonely, but, like, at least with this kind of podcast where it's conversational. It just sounds like you're hanging out with us. Like, this is genuinely what we talk about in our conversations. It's, you know, sometimes entertaining, other times not at all. But I remember when we first got to school, not that I was lonely, but, like, you know, before you make a lot of friends, and I would wake up in the morning, it would be really, really dark in my room and freezing, and I'd have to run to my 8 a.m. class. I'd, whatever, pop in my headphones and start listening to a podcast, and that would make me feel better.
I just listen to a lot of music. You know, I was going through it at the beginning of the semester, let me tell you. So I have so many new songs that I listen to, and I have gotten just really into music because, you know, you need something to relate to. So I have a lot of nice music, and I use Spotify so much. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. I can't wait. Every December, Spotify publishes the, you know, like, your top songs.
Oh, my God, I love that.
But it's going to be so funny because I'm going to see how much I listen to these, like, relatable songs.
You know, sad songs.
Just in these few months.
I agree.
Than I've listened to, like, other music throughout the whole year.
So I don't know if you've ever noticed, I love Spotify's marketing campaign. I don't even know if you call it marketing, but they post it everywhere, Times Square, and it was, like, really funny tweets, or it's like, oh, to the 300,000 people streaming, All I Want for Christmas is You right now, like, you know, we got you, like, can't wait for Christmas, something like relatable and funny. Like, their marketing team needs a raise.
I agree. I also love Netflix's. They
so
also
great.
That one's really funny. I remember vividly when I was a senior, my history teacher, Mr. Bridges, thought that the Netflix Twitter account was, like, the funniest thing in the entire
world.
They're
great.
And they tweeted something around Christmas and he goes, to ever watched like a Christmas prince 11 times in the last week. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. My sister and I like to tag each other in Instagrams. And I think what if Netflix was like to that person watching The Office or like a thousand billion, jillion, whatever hours of The Office this week. Like, are you okay? Nicole tags me in it. She's like, oh, my God, our brother.
I mean, me. Also, Jared and I have one thing in common, what I just learned.
One thing? No, Jared used to, I don't know if he still does now, but he just used to watch The Office over and over again. It was the funniest thing ever. I used to go and I don't think I've actually ever finished it through. I used to watch the first couple seasons over and over again because they're the best. And I would sit at the counter. He would be next to me in our house, in our kitchen. And I would like face the TV or face my laptop away from him. I'd play him 10 seconds and I'd be like, Jared, what episode is this? What season? And he'd tell me.
That's terrifying.
He knows every single word. It's the best.
I love The Office so much. We should talk Office characters.
Who are you?
I would say...
I'm none of them.
I feel like I'm none of them. I want to say I feel like I'm Michael, which is so bad because I can't stand him.
What?
I think he's the most annoying person in the entire world.
You can't... Get out of here.
I hate Michael
Michael
Scott.
Is the funniest person.
Well, like, he's so funny, Toby, but imagine Toby. Working for him.
Okay, yeah. Do you remember the running joke last year was, like, the Goodbye Toby episode?
Aww.
Where he starts... That is the funniest video. I'm literally crying right now thinking about it. Where he sings...
I'm trying to think. Okay, Pam. I'm not Pam.
Nope.
I love Pam. I wish I was Pam.
I love Jim.
I probably, like... Oh, no. No, I'm definitely not like Andy.
There is an... Cornell. There was an episode we were in psychology. We were learning about classical conditioning. And I don't know if you remember this episode. It was about how every, like, whatever, for a week or two
weeks... Oh, I love this episode.
He would...
The computer?
Yeah, Jim would, like, move things around or whatever. He would have to... Oh, my God, I'm totally forgetting the premise here.
He has a... Every time he turns on his computer, he offers Dwight a mint. So then one time he turns it on, doesn't offer Dwight a mint, and his hand's just out, and he goes, why? And he goes, well, don't you want to give me... And Jim's like, what?
That
and
is straight
Dwight
up,
goes insane.
That is straight up classical conditioning. Come to Elon if you want to learn psych, and we'll help you with Office episodes.
Oh, my gosh. I love that so much. I love The Office. I also like Parks and Rec a lot.
Love. She is amazing. Leslie.
Leslie, no.
Okay, the running joke in my dorm, I love how I say in my dorm, just Bailey and I, my roommate, the running joke is I cannot stay on a show ever.
Really?
I am the most ADD show watcher, but I never used to be like this. Literally today she goes, what are you watching over there? I'm like, New Girl. Last night, what are you watching over there? One Tree Hill. We came here and she told me to start Vampire Diaries again, so I did. I was watching Parks and Rec for about 2 weeks. Like, I can't keep it.
Unpopular opinion. But I don't like the Vampire Diaries that much.
Okay, Bailey will hurt you when she hears that.
I watched a few episodes. Like, I liked it a little bit. I think I watched, like, a full season, and then I just could not get... It's just so dramatic and repetitive. Yeah. I like Shameless a lot.
Shameless is good. Another funny story. My parents... I think I watched all the episodes or all the seasons, and then my parents were like, oh, we just started the show. I was like, oh, what is it? Shameless, have you heard of it? And I was like,
oh,
yeah, like, I watched all of it. And they were appalled.
No, one time, last year at Thanksgiving, speaking of Thanksgiving from earlier, we are putting on the, I think, Duke or UNC basketball game, whoever was playing, because they always have Thanksgiving tournaments. And my whole family's kind of sitting around the TV in my aunt's house. And it comes up on their, like, resume play, I guess, on Netflix. And my cousin had been watching Shameless. And it was, like, right in the middle of a super scene. My grandma's there. I mean, just, if you know Shameless, you know that they do not censor anything.
Absolutely nothing.
So, you know, just lips going at it. And I was like, okay. My poor grandma's going to be scarred for life. My granddad loves that show, which is really funny. But he, I don't think, expected us to watch it. So that was a nice way to start Thanksgiving dinner off last year.
Well, you always got to have some conversation that's controversial at Thanksgiving.
You always have to have something. That's what I say. That's why I don't like Thanksgiving. Our favorite football team always loses. Somebody always gets into an argument. And at Christmas, it's like joy and happiness and Christmas music and Christmas movies and presents and wrapping paper and cookies. So I really can't think of one single bad thing about Christmas. I can think of a million bad things about Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, I can't relate about the Christmas issue.
But... Hanukkah, woo!
I love Hanukkah. You guys were asking me all about it the other day, and I was like, this is just so funny to me because growing up, I never had to explain it.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone around me, same thing.
Hanukkah, it's going to be a good time. Caroline and I are going to swap Hanukkah and Christmas gifts.
Are we doing that?
Yep.
I got to get on that.
I got to get on it too, but I just decided right now that's what we're doing.
What's your most favorite Christmas gift?
My most favorite Christmas gift was, oh my gosh, I remember this so vividly. Wow. When I used to live in Lexington, Virginia, where Washington and Lee University and VMI are, and we had this nice, cute little house, and I remember exactly what I was wearing, Disney princess Christmas themed pajamas. They were like matching, and I had wanted an American Girl doll, I mean, probably for like the first 8 years of my life. And I remember opening it on Christmas Day. I think it was like the last gift I opened, and it was Kit Kittredge, and she looks just like me when I was little.
Oh my God.
And I think I cried. I mean, I adore her. I mean, I still own it, I'm pretty sure, somewhere. I was obsessed with it. I like remember that so, so vividly.
I loved American Girl dolls.
Do you have a favorite Hanukkah gift or something like that?
Do I have a favorite Hanukkah gift? I don't know. This isn't my favorite, but I got, oh God, this story is actually really bad. So I loved Justin Bieber. How old? Like, it's actually disgusting. I think it must have been 9 or 10. I think it was in 6th grade.
I'm a Belieber. And 9 or 10 is not 6th grade.
Oh, 11, 12, whatever. It was like a good age to be a Belieber. You know, life is good. And it was the best. It was like when his album Belieber came out, or Believe, one of those. And
Are you a real fan?
Not really anymore. Obviously not. But yeah, the movie came out. And my mom surprised me with concert tickets. I've never been more excited. I've literally never been more excited in my life. And all of a sudden, whatever, we're at the concert, best time ever. And I guess I asked my grandma to get me, like, Justin Bieber Beats. Because that was a thing. And I guess it didn't, like, go through my parents, blah, blah, blah. My grandma ended up getting them for me. I tried them on. I've never been so excited. It says, like, Justin Bieber. They're purple. Like, it's just the best. And then my brother, like, looks at it, and he was like, Caroline, these are fake. They were straight up, like, plastic.
No.
It was the saddest day ever, but also kind of hilarious. And I don't know where they are now. I think my dad might wear them because he's the kind of person who'd do that.
Michael.
Yeah, you know, reuse, recycle. But I think that was the funniest Hanukkah gift.
That is really funny. I'm trying to think if I've had a funny gift or something like that.
You ever gotten coal? Is that a thing?
Nobody actually does that.
Oh.
I don't know where that comes from.
How does this is like visibly me asking because I don't know. How do you people keep up this whole Santa coming down the chimney, eating the cookies, drinking the milk, and going back up the chimney? How do your parents keep that up?
Have you met children?
Yeah, but like some children I worked with this summer, 4-year-olds, like they were with it.
Yeah, well, they're with it, but it's such a like tightly knit lie that you can't poke holes in it. I mean,
what if
NASA,
you don't have a chimney?
NASA has, well, you don't have, it doesn't have to come down the chimney.
Where would he come in? Through the front door?
The parents are really good. Exactly. I mean, I had a chimney, so I didn't have to worry about it. But there's definitely, like, Santa always finds a way in because he's magical and he has magical reindeer. So no matter what, he would come in the house. Also, NASA has a NORAD Santa tracker.
Yeah, I saw that.
So when I was little, I mean, I vividly remember looking at the Santa tracker during Christmas dinner over and over again. We'd go back and forth to my mom's office, and it's so official. I mean,
yeah, why would you ever not believe?
There are websites that you can type up and send a letter to a fake Santa Claus.
Oh, stop it.
And it sends you back a response that's based off of your, like, what you put in, but you can't tell.
The internet is too much.
Yeah, so they send it to you. That was, oh I still, God. That was amazing when I got a letter from Santa.
I feel like this podcast is basically just me exposing my family, but my sister is 5 years older than me, and my brother is technically 2 or 3. We never know. But I guess it was at the point where my sister, you know, thought she was really cool because she didn't think Santa was real. And you know, it was, her friends were all like, yeah, Santa's not real.
Also, you're Jewish.
But I was really young.
So did you believe in Santa Claus?
I don't think I believed in it, but I don't, like, all my friends did, right? So I, like, didn't think about it. And then my sister was like, Santa's not real. And my brother was like, Santa's not real. And I was like, okay. And then I was really young, and my brother is still pretty young, and my sister was like, well, the tooth fairy's not real either.
No.
And, you know, that got both of us. And my mom was like, got really mad at my sister and was like, Nicole, like, we, you know, don't spread lies like that. Huh. And my mom is, you know, she loves this type of
Debbie.
Stuff. So I swear, I wish I was joking. She went into Jared's room at that point. He had a bunk bed. She opened up a crack of the window when he was sleeping, poured glitter from the window, literally to his pillow, like with his tooth or whatever. Like, she went all out. Jared woke up in the morning, could not have been more excited. I don't know how long this facade went on for, but I remember when we got older, I was like, Mom, you had to clean up all that glitter? Like, that's what I worried about.
Yeah. I think that's so funny because my mom also was really good about holidays and stuff like that. So we also celebrated like St. Patrick's Day and thought that leprechauns were a real thing. So my brother and I would make traps because we wanted to trap the leprechaun because we thought it was real.
So at the rainbow?
Oh, no, I'm not even kidding. Like, we would put, like, we would make little pots of gold with, like, Nike shoe boxes. We'd try to trap them, like, little things.
Tucker.
And Tucker, a lot of guy. And my mom would write us notes in, like, green marker and, like, curly Q kind of writing. And then we'd come downstairs for dinner, I mean, for breakfast on St. Patrick's Day, and there'd be, like, green grapes and green bowls and green bagels.
Oh,
and
my
she would die. Like, my mom would dial the toilet, like, green.
I want to be
water.
In your family.
And the Tooth Fairy also wrote us the notes with the curly Qs.
Yeah.
Apparently, kids got, like, dollars.
I got money.
I got 4 quarters. Apparently, people got, like, 20 bucks when they lost a tooth.
I think I got... I kept losing. But I knew... Maybe I'm, like, exposing myself at this point, but I knew... Like, I was still losing teeth, and I absolutely knew the Tooth Fairy wasn't real, and I was just like, I'm getting money. Like, I would go into my parents' room, and I'd be like, you know, guys, like, I lost a tooth. Like, isn't the Tooth Fairy coming? Like, wink. And they're like, yeah, 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 we're on it. And, like, you wake up with $10. Like,
my mom, as I grew up, she would forget to put the money under my
bed.
Yeah,
same.
And so I would wake up and say, Mom, the Tooth Fairy didn't come.
Wait,
and
tell me that's not the worst feeling ever. When you wake up and you still believe and you're like, oh, my God, what did I do wrong? I think my mom put a note in the next night and was like, I'm so sorry. I was so busy. Like, the Tooth Fairy.
No, my mom would hide it under, like, another pillow and be like, oh, it must have moved around in your sleep. And I was like, oh. Okay.
I can't wait to be a parent and then, like, figure out some way to finesse the system.
I'm going to make my kids believe in Santa until they're juniors in high school.
Good.
Like, I'm going to tell them they can't get presents until they, or, like, they can't get gifts
unless they believe. I believe that.
I'm going to do it.
We were in Turks and Caicos last year. Beautiful place. And
can't
it was,
relate.
Yeah, it was there. I honestly don't remember that there being that many children on, like, the beach we were staying at. And it was so extravagant. We were sitting outside eating our breakfast, and it's, like, really musical down there. So they had the drums and the bongos. Everyone's dancing. People are, like, dancing on the beach. It's, like, literally 10 in the morning. And a huge catamaran comes on the beach with Santa, like, ringing a bell, gifts in his bag. But, like, there really weren't that many kids. It was the adults. And, like, all the teenagers run out. It was the cutest thing ever. They start, like, singing, like, funny carols on the beach. Everyone's laughing. They're passing out drinks to the parents.
My favorite thing was in the winter time. So my friend from home has really cute little cousins, and I would see them like often. And I just remember, like, when it got to, like, Christmas time, I'd be like, what did you guys ask Santa for? Mm. And just their faces would be so cute. And, like, I asked Santa for this Mario thing and this thing. And they're so precious, like, little kids that still believe.
Did you sit on Santa's lap?
When I was a child, yeah. I did. And
did you
I
think,
cried a lot.
Did you think it was real? Like, were you like, I really want, like, a pony?
My mom always told me that that wasn't the real Santa and that was one of his elves.
But then what? What?
When yeah.
Why
because
would the
I
elf
was
look
like
Santa, mom?
If I didn't get the things that I asked for. For example, I was that girl, like Veruca Salt, that'd be like, I want a pony. Was I going to get a pony? Absolutely not. So my mom would say, Santa has a lot of elves because there'd be different Santas at different malls.
Yeah, of course.
But Santa has a lot of elves that disguises him because he's so busy up in the North Pole. And
your mom has got it unlocked.
Best believe that I totally agreed with my mom.
Yeah, because why would she be wrong? She's your mom.
Exactly. Also, when I was little, so my dad is a huge milk drinker, and
oh, so is my brother. It's
yeah,
weird.
I know.
Chocolate milk?
It's just regular old milk.
Oh, God.
And clementines and stuff like that. And so when we were little, my dad always said, like, this is what Santa likes to eat when he comes to visit. So you always leave out a note for him, milk and cookies and whatever. But we always left out, like, clementines and leftover food and milk because that's what my dad said. And I remember getting older when I started realizing that every kid I knew put out something different because it was always what their parents wanted to eat that night. So,
wait.
It's not milk and cookies.
That
it's
is
different for everyone.
That is the smartest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, because they would say, my dad would say, I like clementines and milk. Because it's not like my dad wants to pig out in the middle
of
the night after Christmas dinner. So, it's just clementines and milk. And I always thought that that's what he wanted.
Wait, that's actually a really good question. So, it's Christmas Eve. Like, I'm honestly so ignorant. So, it's Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And then you put out the cookies and milk, and then, like, the next day is Christmas morning. So,
yeah.
Do you have a big dinner on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, so Christmas Eve, that's
Got
how my
it.
Family does it. A lot of families have actual Christmas
dinner. Yeah.
So, my family does big Christmas Eve dinner with my dad's sisters and my dad's parents, usually my mom's parents, that whole shindig at my house, usually. And then we used to open gifts from my grandparents on Christmas Eve, but now we do that. Everyone goes home. My brother and I mess around, like, upstairs for, like, 6 hours and just watch TV and play video games because
That's how
we
it
can't
is.
Sleep. And then the next morning, we wake up, go downstairs, open gifts from our parents, drive to my grandparents' house, open gifts there and have breakfast, and then come back. And
so many gifts.
I do nothing on Christmas Day. And all of my friends, like, my parents don't care about if we hang out with people on Christmas Day because we don't do anything after.
Yeah.
But all of my friends' parents are like, no, it's Christmas. Be with your family. I'm like, but my best friend is my family. Shout out Isabel. You're my sister.
Okay, so this year, you can FaceTime me. I'll be on the beach.
I will not be on the beach. I'll be in
Actually,
Chapel Hill.
I think on the 25th I might be flying. So you can Snapchat me then too.
I'll Snapchat you.
Okay, what else should we move on to? Stop talking about Christmas. People don't care.
This is our Christmas official Christmas episode.
Honestly, it could be.
We can do a really fun Christmas episode. Christmas Hanukkah.
So I'm trying to think of what else is going on around Elon that we can inform the public about. So the moms were trying to forget.
Thanksgiving more.
I know, I love Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, well, mashed potatoes. Oh, okay, this is funny.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving food.
So our friend Natalie, we love you. Shout out.
Nah.
And we were talking to her today. She was like, oh my God. So one of the neighborhoods here at Elon is called East Neighborhood. It is beautiful. We went there the other day. Literally could not recommend it more. It's a little far from the center of campus, but if you don't care about it, walking, beautiful. And she said that her East Neighborhood, like, tries to do all these dinners, and one of them they're trying to figure out is, like, Thanksgiving dinner. So they went up to Natalie's floor, and they're like, okay, guys, you guys are in charge of, like, the potato meal. And her floor was like, you mean mashed potatoes? How are we supposed to make those? Think about it. How are what? Like, let's say 25, 35 freshmen in college supposed to make mashed potatoes?
That is such a good idea. Does East have kitchen?
I think they do, but, like, who's competent enough to
get... They have instant mashed potatoes. They can definitely do it.
It's so great. And I was like, where are you going to have this dinner? On the lawn?
She was like, I guess. Yeah, where are you going to have this dinner? Interesting. I feel like we should have a commies Friendsgiving Doba.
I love Doba. I am not... If someone wants to make... I'm not making anything.
No,
I'm a terrible cook.
I could go buy something.
What can you make? I can make avocado toast and smoothies.
I love avocado toast. I love smoothies. I can make that. I can make stuff.
So we'll live together. We got it.
Yeah, we got it. I can make stuff.
Cereal.
Cereal. I can make microwavable mac and cheese. I'm just kidding. I'm actually a pretty good cook. I can make, like, pasta dishes.
I cannot. Please feed me.
But yeah, Friendsgiving. I love Friendsgiving.
I've never done it.
We had Friendsgiving last year. In my high school. I do not recommend that. College, it gets better, ladies. It gets better. I promise.
I feel like this is a smart thing to go into, like, what the biggest difference is between college and high school with, like, friend groups.
I just think it's so much more genuine friendships in college.
I agree.
I just really do. Because everyone in high school is trying to, like, get by and who's in mm-hmm. the most popular friend mm-hmm. group and who gets to invited to what parties. And no matter who you are and what you do at Elon, you get invited to stuff, you have a good time, and you have your friend group.
Agreed.
I just like college a lot more. I think everything has much more substance.
I just think, I mean, I love my friends at home so much. They're probably listening, but like, love you guys. But it honestly took us a very long time to establish the people that we wanted to hang out with religiously. So, like, there's a group of six of us, but we didn't really get that together until I'd say the end of junior year, maybe senior year, just because there are so many people that you don't realize aren't that genuine until... You realize
For me, I transferred high schools halfway through, so I have a lot of close friends, but they're all in different friend groups.
Yeah,
so it's difficult to, like, get everyone together because they're not all friends with each other. So I have, like, one of my really close friends, Katie, and my really, like, close friend, Isabel. They don't know each other, but I still have these, like, close friends. It's just not all in the same group.
I think it's also really important to note, especially if you're going to be a college freshman next year or even in a couple of years, that I kind of came in, like I said, having this friend group, and I was really excited to almost make that here. And then the first couple of weeks, I was like, well, you know, like, where are they? Like, why are they not here yet? Like, why don't I have this friend group? And I remember complaining to my sister, and I was like, but you have a friend group, like, you had one, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, you don't understand. Like, it took me, number one, a very long time to make that. And number two, it wasn't even a group. Like she said, she loved having her core people that she hung out with all the time. But then she also had a bunch of friends from kind of all over campus and all walks of life and different classes and clubs that she was in. I think that was the best advice that she gave me, because I was like, oh, you're so right. So, like, we both definitely have people that we hang out with 24/7, right. But then we also have people in our classes or in our clubs or things that, like, have people who have different interests than us that we can hang out with. So I definitely would say, do not come into college thinking you're going to have a friend group immediately. Maybe it might happen for you, but
probably not.
Just have that open mindset.
For me, I'm such an at school friend kind of person. So I guess in college we're always at school, but like in high school I had so many in class friends and at school friends who I miss so much when I think about it, because I never hung out with them over the summer because
they
were my class friends.
But they made the classes bear, but like they're the ones who made you.
They
like,
made the high school
laugh.
Experience.
Yeah, of course.
So it is interesting here because I definitely think I have a lot less in class friends, but I will say whenever I see somebody outside of my class in my class,
oh yeah,
I always like scream. I'm like, oh my gosh, stat!
Just because the campus is so big, and then you see them, and you're like, out of everywhere you could have been right now, like you're like, here.
Hello.
It's exciting. It's
it
a good feeling.
It is exciting. It's like Christmas.
Oh my God.
So that's really nice. I think I just like college a lot more.
Agreed.
I'm trying to think. With the friend groups, yeah, so that.
I'd say also independence-wise, I'd say both of us were probably definitely pretty independent in high school. But coming here in the beginning, again, sorry, mom and dad, but, you know, like I was still pretty dependent on my parents. I'd call them a lot. I'd call my friends a lot just because I didn't like to be alone. And I don't know if it had to do with the fact that I've never been busier than I have in the past three weeks to a month. But like my parents FaceTimed me the other day and I was like, I honestly just can't talk to you right now. Like, I love you guys, but I don't have time. And they're like, okay.
Oh.
It was sad.
For me, I call my mom a stupid amount. Sorry. I'm really sorry, mom. That's just because, I guess, as school went on, I think it got harder for me. And not, I wouldn't say it's been hard being here at all, but it's just, like, I do miss my mom a lot, and she's definitely one of those people that helps me through, like, anything. So, like, I tell her absolutely everything. So, being here and, like, going through stuff and not being at home to be able to talk to my mom was super challenging. So, she sent me such a nice message last night that made me feel a lot better, and it makes me feel like I don't really think I'm going to have to be calling her as much anymore. But
especially because you're seeing her next week.
I will be texting you so much, Ronnie and Paul. You too. The gang.
Like, when people send me pictures, like memories, like, yeah, it can be sad, but it's also like, look how different you are than 2 years ago, 3 years ago, even last year. I think that was the biggest difference. We also looked at a picture of ourselves from, I think, the end of August to now. So what, like 3 months? We look so different.
Very different.
Maybe we just looked rough that day, but
I don't know what was going on, but it's not a good photo. So go check out our Instagram story if you want to cringe at early freshman year.
Can we just quickly talk about the logo and how fire it is and how of an amazing job Lily did with that? It is so cute and it like perfectly describes us, but
it's precious.
It's precious.
I want to have many versions of ourselves.
I agree. I want to like print that out and frame it.
I kind of feel like they're on my shoulder, like my conscience.
Which one am I?
I feel like you're probably the angel.
Oh.
But I feel like we're both pretty angel. I think we're both moms of friend
groups.
No
one's a devil. Like,
well, there are some devils.
Okay, well.
I definitely, to quote Maggie, mom, stop being mean.
It's funny because you're right. The mom role definitely shifts out. I was 100% the mom in high school
at
points.
I've always been the mom.
And then we come to college and we kind of put two or three moms together and it's like, whoa.
No, it's very odd. I was total mom in high school, like designated driver type of stuff. But here I'm still definitely mom vibes all the time, I feel like.
Gotta keep your eyes out.
I help out my girly girls. Caroline doesn't need any help, which is nice.
You got me.
It's nice to text each other out and be like, oh my gosh, you'll never believe what just happened.
It's just to make sure that, you know. You're doing fine.
Yeah,
you're having a nice time. Gotta go run into someone, pick someone out.
Yeah, so like maybe we should talk about roles in friend groups. So there's the mom friend.
Oh, for sure.
There's the...
Okay, so there's the mom friend. There's one that's kind of chaotic, but like everyone thinks it's funny. So like...
Chaotic, good.
There's the one who's like definitely the serious, more serious one, like school-wise, like always kind of getting everyone down. Mm-hmm. The one who's like ditzy, but funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of those.
I'm trying to think. Sometimes there could be two that are ditzy and fun. You know, they bounce off each other.
Right. I love the comedians.
Oh,
Isabel, wherever you are. Vassar.
Usually the athlete, someone who's aggressively, attached to their sport.
Right.
I think every friend group is so different. I'm trying to think of, like, what we have here.
I know, me too.
Everyone's just very, like, I did not realize that.
Everyone's
like,
so different.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you come to a school like this and you're like, oh, everyone looks the same. It's like, but we are all very, very different.
Right, that's one thing I mean, there's definitely like a image.
You know, lack of diversity.
Of some of the girls at Elon. But if you really look hard,
you'll find
the good ones.
You'll find your people.
You'll find the gang.
We're a good bunch sometimes.
I think we're fun. I like to think I'm fun.
I'm trying to think of what other groups are there. What about guys? I feel like guy groups are so different.
Okay, also, I'm sorry. All the Smith boys are the same. I love you all. No, that was a lie. I love Third Floor, some of you. Simon, shout out. I don't think guys' friend groups, I feel like they're all so similar to each other. Like, they convene with people they're similar to.
Agree.
So, like, Reed, Michael, and Jacob are so similar in their sense of humor and the way they act.
I think it's a lot of similarity, meaning, like, the teams you support.
Yeah.
Not, like, political views at all. No, boys don't care
about
that.
Boys don't care about
the
politics,
things that
period.
You, like, want to do in your free time. So, that spend 100 hours on video, gaming, whatever, yoga, hang out with each other. People yeah. who want to listen to the same music.
Guys that go to the same fraternities.
Fraternities. If you want to go to the gym, like, there's, like, those type of groups.
Right. Definitely. And girls are very
so different.
I'd say I usually base mine off of who I can do homework with.
Oh, that's smart.
Because
that's someone you can focus with, but also, like, have a good time with.
Who I enjoy being around. And then people also that, like, are kind of always on the same page in terms of, like, going out. So I feel like you and I, like, if there's a time when we both are, like, hitting the wall, like, I'm tired and I want to go back.
Agreed.
We are always on the same page.
You need the kind of person. Nothing could be worse than going out with people who are so ready. You know, like, maybe in the beginning of the night, you're like, I'm ready to have a great time, I'm ready to dance. And then 20 minutes later, you're like, this is not fun, I'm ready to sleep. And mm-hmm. then no one will go back
and
with you.
And nobody else goes back.
And you're not about to walk back by yourself.
Right. And there's always a time where, you know, make the sacrifice. If your friend wants to go home, maybe just take one for the team and just go back.
My mom used to say literally nothing. Like, this is so cliche, but she was like, nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
My mom says that a lot. But, and after tequila shots.
Okay, that's different. But, and maybe the same. But it's kind of true. Like, if it's 2 a.m. and your friend wants to go back, like, what are you really going to do for the next hour
and
that
what
you cannot
you
miss? Right.
I don't even like staying out that late. But my mom says nothing good happens after tequila shots or 2 a.m. Or, and probably and or.
And or.
And that's some advice that I've taken, so.
2 a.m., I would say, what was the latest you've ever gotten back? First week was rough.
First week was rough. I got back late. First
How late?
Week.
How late?
I mean, like, 3:30 late.
Yeah, agreed.
It was bad for me.
Yeah, it was also bad because
I had mono.
But also the people we went with didn't go to orientation, and we went to every single event for our orientation.
Right,
so we were tired.
I didn't sleep at all. I didn't go out every time, though. Because I had mono, and I mean, I was actually really, really sick.
But it was also just the fact that the first week you feel so obligated to go out mm-hmm. and, like, just do everything just because you don't want to miss anything.
Right. I don't get FOMO that badly, though. I get FOMO.
I don't either.
More at home, maybe, but not even then. Like, I don't get FOMO from parties and stuff. I get FOMO more from, like, events.
I think I used to get FOMO more in high school than I did here, which is saying a lot. I spent a lot of time with my family in high school, which my friends are probably laughing at right now because my excuse every single time was like my grandparents are here, my cousins are mm-hmm. here, like I'm hanging out with my parents, and they're like, you're always with your parents. It's like, okay, sorry, I love them. But
yeah.
Here it's a lot different because I feel like most of the times that people are doing stuff, either I'm doing work or like I'm at an event or like an activity, so I can't go.
I don't get, I mean, in high school, I don't get FOMO. I more just, like, miss people. It's less that I miss going out. It's more like I miss being with certain people. Here, I'm just like, you know what? I'm sure it's fun. But it's pretty much the same thing every night.
I agree.
It's more like if you all went out, like, you went out with Maggie and our friends, I would want to be out, too, and be like, oh, they must be having so much fun. But, like, if you guys weren't going out, I wouldn't feel like I was missing out on anything.
I feel like, also, I'm never the one to be like, oh, like, we're, you know, like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, it's never
It's always a mutual, like, all right, so we're going
go
out.
We're going out tonight. We'll figure it out.
Speaking
if you're feeling
of.
It. I know. What time is it? 9:09.
It's 9:09,
Good
people.
Vibes. Been
Which means.
For about an hour.
We might have to go get ready to go out.
Skirt, skirt.
So we're back before 2 a.m. I have not been back to my dorm that late, I don't think, since the first week.
I agree. But shout out to my professor for canceling class tomorrow for a wedding.
LD?
So Professor Blank. So I actually don't have class tomorrow. So it's actually a weekend for me right now.
I have global. I love you, Professor Hawk. If you guys ever have the opportunity to take a class from Sana Hawk, I highly recommend it. She's the best.
We have good professors here. You know,
I don't
it's
really
want
to go to class, but I will go because I love her and I love her class.
Well.
But I will be tired.
You can look forward to...
Shout out to my stat professor for canceling class tomorrow because he's having a baby girl.
Oh.
Congratulations, Professor Fang.
Our family friend just had a baby girl. Precious.
Yay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the second episode. Follow our Instagram at I'm a Big Girl Now Podcast. And let us know what you want to hear from us. We're trying to think of some ideas.
Seriously, thank you so much for listening.
Seriously.
We are so happy that you decided to join us on our crazy ride we have here
at Elon. It's a camp.
So with that, we're going to
sign off.
Say bye. Thanks so much for listening.
Good night.
Bye. No, please stop. Don't, no, please stop. Don't, no.